The Missouri Senate will come to order. Will everyone please rise for the prayer by our chaplain, the Reverend Carl Gout, to be followed by the presentation of our colors by the Central High School Junior ROTC from St. Joseph.
Elizabeth Elliott said, either we are a drifting cast, or we are individuals created, loved, upheld, and placed perfectly exactly where we are. Let us pray. Gracious God, we are here where you have intended each of us to serve, and we are grateful for the opportunity. As we begin a new session with new colleagues and new leadership, we pray for them, being mindful of all the new challenges that have come to face us in this new year. We pray that you will guide our hearts and thinking as we try to deal with each issue that we must address. Keep us mindful of the people that are affected by our decisions, and that we do our very best to balance the stress and burdens our decisions will create. All this we ask in your holy name. Amen.
Amen. The chair would note at this time the rules of the Missouri Senate forbid the operation of cell phones in an audible fashion. Turn them off or place them on the silent mode. The presentation of the colors. And now the son of the senator from Buchanan, Bryce Shields, will lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Will you please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And now our national anthem will be performed by the other son of the senator from Buchanan, Brant Shields.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight. Oh, the ramparts we watched were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
It is now my duty to state that the rules of the Senate will be the Missouri Senate rules of the second regular session of the 94th General Assembly until temporary or permanent rules are adopted. The chair recognizes the senator from St. Francois for the first time this year.
Thank you, Mr. President. Have a seat. Mr. President, as you know, it's usually against our rules for flash photography in the chamber of the gallery, but today we've got some exceptions, and I would like to announce that these photographers, and I've got a list today, Hugh Mock from the St. Louis Post-Dispatch, Natalie Swallow and Charlie McDonald from KSPR-TV in Springfield, Reed Erickson from KOMU-TV, Lex Smith from KOLR Channel 10 News, Tim Limekiller from KY3 in Springfield, Michael Burnson, Show Me Progress, Tammy Booth from Show Me Progress, and Mike Martin from KTVI in St. Louis are given permission. As well today, Mr. President, our guests are given permission to take video and photos from the chamber and the gallery.
Thank you, Senator. Will be duly noted in the journal, so ordered. Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I'd like to send forward a list of temporary officers and ask that it be read.
Send forward the list, Senator. Read the list of temporary officers.
Temporary officers, President Pro Tem Charlie Shields, Secretary of Senate Terry L. Spieler, Sergeant at Arms Bill Smith, Doorkeeper Ken Holman.
Senator.
Mr. President, I would ask unanimous consent of the Senate that the named officers stand as temporary officers until permanent officers are elected.
You've heard the unanimous consent request. Does any senator object to that request? Hearing none, it is so ordered.
Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator.
Mr. President, would you inquire the Secretary if there are messages from the Secretary of State? And if so, please read them.
There are indeed messages, Senator. Read the messages.
State of Missouri, Office of Secretary of State, to the Honorable Senate of the 95th General Assembly, First Regular Session of the State of Missouri. In compliance with Section 115.525 Revised Statutes of Missouri, I have the honor to lay before you herewith a list of the names of the members of the Senate for the 95th General Assembly, First Regular Session of the State of Missouri, elected at the November 7, 2006 General Election, and the November 4th, 2008 general election. In testimony whereof, I hereunto set my hand and affix the official seal of my office, this 7th day of January, 2009. Robin Carnahan, Secretary of State. Missouri State Senators, elected November 7th, 2006. District 2, Scott T. Roop. District 4, Jeff Smith. District 6, Carl M. Vogel. District 8, Matt Martle. District 10, Jolie L. Justice. District 12, Brad Lager. District 14, Retta H. Days. District 16, Frank A. Barnett. District 18, Wes Schumeyer. District 20, Dan Clemens. District 22, Ryan McKenna. District 24, Joan Bray. District 26, John Griesheimer. District 28, Delbert L. Scott. District 30, Norma Champion. District 32, Gary Nodler. District 34, Charlie Shields. Also, Missouri State Senators elected November 4th, 2008. District 1, Jim Lemke. District 3, Kevin Engler. District 5, Robin Wright Jones. District 7, Jane Cunningham. District 9, Yvonne S. Wilson. District 11, Victor Callahan. District 13, Timothy P. Green. District 15, Eric Schmidt. District 17, Luann Ridgway. District 19, Kurt Schaefer. District 21, Bill Stouffer. District 23, Tom Dempsey. District 25, Robert Rob Mayer. District 27, Jason Glennon Crowell. District 29, Jack Goodman. District 31, David Pierce. And District 33, Chuck Ferguson.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you know, it's our custom in the Senate to have the newly elected senators be escorted to the dais to be introduced to you and to receive their oaths of office. We will begin with the newly elected senator from the 1st District, Senator Jim Lemke, who will be escorted by Senator Scott Roop of the 2nd District.
Senator. Thank you, Senator.
Temporarily skip the senator from the 3rd so that we can move on to newly elected senator from the 5th District, Senator Robin Wright Jones, and she will be now escorted to the dais by Senator Carl Vogel of the 6th District.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President, the newly elected senator from the 7th District, Senator Jane Cunningham, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Matt Bartle of the 8th District.
Senator. Thank you, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 9th District, Senator Yvonne Wilson, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Jolie Justice of the 10th District.
Senator. Thank you, Senator. Welcome.
The newly elected senator from the 11th District, Senator Victor Callahan, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Brad Lager of the 12th Senate District.
Senator. Thank you, Senator. Welcome, Senator.
A newly elected senator from the 13th District, Senator Tim Green, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Retta Hurd Days of the 14th District.
Senator. Thank you, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 15th District, Senator Eric Schmidt, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Frank Barnetz of the 16th District.
Senator. Thank you, Senator. Welcome, sir.
The newly elected senator from the 17th District, Senator Luann Ridgway, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Wes Schumacher of the 18th District.
Senator. Thank you, Senator. Welcome, Senator.
Mr. President, her name is Luann Ridgway. So, got that detail. The newly elected senator from the 19th, Senator Kurt Schaefer, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Dan Clemens of the 20th Senate District.
Senator. Thank you, Senator. Welcome, Senator.
The newly elected senator from the 21st District, Senator Bill Stolper, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Ryan McKenna of the 22nd District.
Senator. I thought as much, Senator. He had already been up for an hour at that point. Thank you, Senator. Welcome.
The newly elected senator from the 23rd District, Senator Tom Dempsey, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Joan Bray of the 24th District.
Senator. Thank you, Senator. Welcome, Senator.
Elected Senator from the 25th District, Senator Robert Mayer, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator John Griesheimer of the 26th District.
Senator. Thank you, Senator. Welcome, Senator.
Mr. President, the newly elected senator from the 27th District, Senator Jason Crowell, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Delbert Scott of the 28th District.
Senator. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, Senator Crowell has asked to be made page for the day, but we are not going to allow that to happen. We'll let him go through. Mr. President, the newly elected senator from the 29th District, Senator Jack Goodman, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Norma Champion of the 30th District.
Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President, the newly elected senator from the 31st District, Senator David Pierce, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Gary Nodler of the 32nd District.
Senator? Thank you, Senator.
Mr. President, the newly elected senator from the 33rd District, Senator Chuck Pergerson, will now be escorted to the dais by Senator Charlie Shields of the 34th District.
Senator. Thank you, Senator.
Now it's my honor as elected senator from the 3rd District, newly elected senator from the 3rd, to be escorted to the dais by the senator from the 4th District, Senator Jeff Smith.
Senator. Thank you, Senator. It is now my pleasure to introduce the Honorable Zell M. Fisher, Supreme Court Judge, who will administer the oath of office.
Prior to asking you to raise your right hand before I begin the oath, I'll say aye, and at that time you'll individually state your own name and then repeat phrases after me as you take this oath that so many have taken before you. Please raise your hand at this time. I do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of the State of Missouri, and that I will faithfully perform my duties of my office, and I will not knowingly receive directly or indirectly any money or other valuable thing, that's always a tough one, huh? For the performance or non-performance of my duty pertaining to my office, other than compensation allowed by law. So help me God. You're sworn in.
Do you mind if I thank you for the privilege?
Before I take my seat, I want to thank the Senate for the privilege and the opportunity to administer the oaths this morning.
Thank you, Judge Fisher. Before we call the roll, the freshman senators will be admonished. That's the last time you walk down the center aisle ever. No man's land. Ixnay on that. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
A quorum is present. The Senate is in session, and I hereby declare the first regular session of the 95th General Assembly convened. The Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business of resolutions.
Resolutions.
Mr. President, I have a resolution. I would like to ask that it be read.
Send it forward. Read the resolution.
Senate Resolution 1, offered by Senator Engler. Be it resolved by the Senate of the 95th General Assembly of the State of Missouri, first regular session, that the rules adopted by the 94th General Assembly, second regular session, as amended, insofar as they are applicable, be adopted as the temporary rules for the control of the deliberations of the Senate of the 95th General Assembly, first regular session, until permanent rules are adopted.
Senator.
Mr. President, I now move that the resolution be adopted.
You have heard the motion. Does any senator wish to be heard? Seeing none, senators recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Now I move that the Senate proceed to perfect its organization. And I make that in the form of a motion that I have a resolution.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator desire to be heard? Hearing none, the senator is recognized to close.
Mr. President, I close.
The senator renews his motion on perfection of the organization. As many of those as are in favor of the motion, say aye. Those to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The motion is agreed to. The senator from St. Clair.
Mr. President.
Senator is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. I rise to nominate the senator from Buchanan for the position of President Pro Tem of the Missouri Senate.
Proceed, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. President, it gives me a great deal of pleasure to nominate my friend, the Senator from Buchanan, for President Pro Tem of the Missouri Senate. There's no person whom I've served continuously with any longer than the Senator from Buchanan. We spent several years in leadership, many of the years in leadership, both in the minority and the majority. As I've worked with the Senator, I know him to be a man of integrity, a man that works hard, that understands the issues. For a number of years, Mr. President, I even lived in the same house with the Senator from Buchanan and know him to operate on less sleep than any other human that I know. Mr. President, the Senator's life experience makes him uniquely qualified for the top job in the Senate. A graduate from the University of Missouri in both undergraduate and graduate degrees, the Senator pursued a business career with a national retail company. For the past several years, he has been the Chief Marketing and Communications Officer for Heartland Health in St. Joseph. Across the years, I have watched the Senator tackle the most difficult of issues which presented themselves to the General Assembly. He was a key figure in a total revamp of the Medicaid system, which had driven the state to near bankruptcy. He was a key figure in rewriting the state's educational foundation formula. What I've found is the more difficult the issue, the more willing the Senator has been to offer a workable solution. But the most important quality the Senator brings to this job is that of a successful husband and father. His wife Brenda, sons Brant of MSU, and Bryce, a high school junior at St. Joseph, are great examples of a busy and successful family. Mr. President, I proudly nominate the Senator from Buchanan to serve as the President Pro Tem of the Missouri Senate.
Thank you, Senator. Now the Senator from Cole is recognized.
Thank you, Mr. President. I stand to second the nomination of Senator Charlie Shields for the position of President Pro Tem of the Missouri Senate.
Hearing no further nominations, Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones,
by your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, the Senator from Buchanan is elected President Pro Tem of this body. This time, the chair would like to invite the wife of the Senator from Buchanan, Brenda Shields, to join us on the dais. And the Senator from Cole will now escort the Senator from Buchanan to the dais to receive his oath of office to be administered by the Honorable Daniel Kellogg, Buchanan County Circuit Judge.
I, Charlie Shields, do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States, and the Constitution of the State of Missouri, and I will faithfully perform the duty, of President Pro Tem of the Missouri Senate, and that I will not knowingly receive, directly or indirectly, any money or valuable thing whatsoever, for the performance or non-performance, of any of the duties pertaining to my office, other than the compensation authorized by law, so help me God.
It is now my honor to present to you for his address to this body, the newly elected President Pro Tem of the Missouri Senate, the Honorable Charles Shield.
Lieutenant Governor Kinder,
members of the Missouri Senate, our families, friends, and the people of Missouri. I thank the Senate for your confidence and the honor of leading this great institution. A special thanks to the Senator from St. Clair and the Senator from Cole, two colleagues that I have worked with my entire legislative career. I would also like to recognize my wife, Brenda, who without her patience, support, and most of all, really sound advice, I would not be before you today. Also with me are my sons, Brant and Bryce, who it seems like they grew up in the state capitol, and my parents, Charles and Rosalie Shields. I also want to recognize Judge Dan Kellogg. Judge Kellogg and I ran against each other for the Missouri House in 1992. We emerged from that campaign as friends, not something you see very often in today's political world. And last, in the sides and on the gallery, all my friends from St. Joseph who made the trip to our capital to join us today. Today, we begin this legislative session in what most would describe as interesting times. Our state is in a difficult financial situation. The good news is that because of our decisions in the past, we are financially better off than most states. Despite that, our new governor, the House of Representatives, and the Senate will be making difficult decisions in the next 4.5 months to meet the mandate we have of a balanced budget. I believe our task at hand is to learn from our current challenges, to create a plan to sustain economic prosperity and a high quality of life for Missourians for years to come. While our current financial situation creates difficult choices, it also creates opportunity. I was recently at a conference where David Hull, who is the president and CEO of a Fortune 500 company, spoke and made this statement. Never let a good financial crisis go to waste. Use it to make the difficult decisions that you refused to make when times were good. Like Hull, we have the opportunity to use this crisis to make difficult decisions, but more importantly, to focus on a long-term strategy to build the state that Missourians want. To accomplish this, we must first understand why we are in the situation we are in. Second, we must craft a vision of what Missouri can be. Third, we must create a roadmap of how we are going to get there. And last, we must constantly measure ourselves against our vision to know if we are on the right track. We must do all of this knowing that term limits will remove most of us before our vision is realized. That's why it is equally important that we commit to the process as much as we commit to the vision. We all know the situation Missouri is in. Tough economic times, difficult problems with urban education, a disorganized system of higher education, children entering school not ready to learn, a budget that continues to grow despite our best efforts, and more Missourians without health insurance. So how did we get there? W. Edwards Deming, who is considered the father of the modern quality evolution, said this with regard to struggling businesses. Your system is perfectly designed to give you the results that you're getting. Translate that to state government. All of our collective decisions of the past, Republican, Democrat, House, Senate, executive branch, and the courts have brought us to the place we are today. Our system has given us the results
we are getting. In short, we are a $23 billion organization without a long-term vision and operating without the benefit of a strategic plan. So what is our vision of a better Missouri? Well, most would argue that it centers on economic prosperity and opportunity for our citizens. Almost all indicators of quality of life, educational opportunities, health status, the ability of one generation to succeed more than its previous generation, evolve around economic opportunities for our children. That being said, Missouri ranks 33rd in the nation in median family income. In higher education, we rank 30th in the number of 25 to 34-year-olds with a degree past high school. In health status, Missouri ranks 38th in the nation. In all of these ratings, Missouri is close to the middle of the pack of our nation's states. And the question we have to ask ourselves, do we have to stay there? I say no. I ask everyone in this chamber, why can't we be a top 10 state in family income? Why can't our young people be among the most educated in our nation? Why can't our citizens have healthier lives, be more productive, and live longer than those of our neighboring states? The truth is, we can. And that should be the vision upon which we build our strategic plan. So how do we become a top 10 state in these indicators? I think it comes down to three strategies. The first strategy is to continue the work of the legislature and our previous governor to make Missouri a place where businesses can grow and thrive. We must continue to develop the tools to help our existing businesses grow, to attract new businesses that will bring jobs to our citizens. Programs such as the Quality Jobs Act that have added thousands of jobs to our economy. New programs such as those we crafted to attract Bombardier. Although we didn't get that company, we sent a message: Missouri is open for business. We must work to make sure our regulatory environment is responsible to our natural resources, but doesn't become such a burden that it drives jobs out of our state. We must continue to maintain our litigation and workers' compensation policy that is fair and keep jobs in our borders. We must build on these policies and create new tools to attract the jobs of the future. The second strategy is to bring more people into health coverage. Missouri businesses cannot continue to bear the cost of providing insurance to their employees and also pay for the cost of the uninsured through their premium payments. Our state government will move from one budget crisis to another if we do not get a handle on the growth of healthcare costs. Simply put, we must begin to make serious strides towards moving our state's 700,000 uninsured into coverage. This cannot be done simply by expanding MoHealthNet. It can only be accomplished by working with employers, hospitals, physicians, insurance companies, and our federal government to blend funding streams and create market incentives to bring these citizens into a rational healthcare system. Our third strategy should be to build an educated workforce for our future. The correlation between the economic prosperity of a state and the level of education of its workforce is indisputable. Our state will never succeed if we cannot increase the educational attainment of our citizens. According to the Lumina Foundation for Education, the United States for years led the world as the most successful and prosperous nation because our people have typically been the most educated. Our nation now ranks 10th among industrialized nations in the percentage of young adults with college degrees. While the U.S. ranks 10th in the world, Missouri ranks 30th in the nations behind our neighboring states, Kansas, Nebraska, Iowa, and Illinois. Of the nations ranked, Mexico is on the bottom of the list. Yet we have 47 counties in Missouri that have education levels below Mexico for young adults. As a strategy, we must move more of our young people into an education experience past high school. We are ever going to compete economically with our neighboring states, but more importantly, we must do this if we're going to compete with the rest of the world. This strategy is not just a higher education strategy. Our work must take place along the entire spectrum of education. In the next 2 days, 10 children will be born in St. Joseph, Missouri. Almost all of those 10 children will be born in the hospital where I work. If nothing changes, and past statistics hold true, only one of those 10 children born in my community will hold a bachelor's degree by the time they reach age 25. The other nine, they will not all get lost in higher education. They will get lost along the way. Two will fail because they didn't enter kindergarten ready to learn. Two more will get lost somewhere in elementary school, maybe because they didn't have a parent that cared. Two will get lost in middle school, but will be promoted to high school because we simply didn't know what else to do with them. We will lose two more in high school because they won't see any reason to go to college. And of the last two that start college, one will drop out because they can't afford to continue. I said they were all born where I work. And often I walk down the hall at the hospital to the nursery just to see them. The amazing thing, they all look like they have potential. And at 2 days old, I can't pick the one out of 10 that's going to succeed. If we are to succeed in creating a more educated workforce, we must make changes in our education system from birth to higher education. Our early childhood education system needs to make sure every child enters school ready to learn by ensuring access to quality early childhood education and support for stay-at-home parents. Sorry. Our elementary and secondary education system has to produce students that are capable of post-secondary education. And our higher education system has to realize the competition is not with each other. The competition is with countries like India and China. I have articulated the vision and the beginnings of a strategic plan to make Missouri an even better place to live, work, and raise a family. The truth is, it just can't be my vision. It has to be a collective vision for our state, and it has to be implemented with a strategic plan. And it has to be constantly measured to know if we are on the right track. This work requires a dedicated group of individuals to help refine the vision, to help create the strategic plan, to help hold people accountable to make sure we reach our goal. I can think of no better group to do this important work than the 33 senators in front of me. Each one of you represents 165,000 constituents that elected you to make a better Missouri. You come to this job with amazing background. We've got lawyers, farmers, teachers, journalists, college professors, and business owners. You bring wisdom from every corner of this state. You are a part of a body that is designed to sustain itself for centuries. And most of all, because I've had the opportunity to work with each of you, I know you have dedicated your life to making this state a better place. You are our senior board of directors for our state who can move us from a short-sighted, reactionary organization to one with vision and purpose. Our challenge as a Missouri Senate is first, to assess the situation that we are in. Second, develop the vision of where we want to be as a state. Third, create and implement the plan for how we are going to reach our vision. And fourth, make sure we always measure ourselves against the goals and plans we have made. And we must do this in a process that can be sustained after we are gone from this chamber. In conclusion, many will look at the times we are in and decide that our state is destined for failure and continued trouble. I look at these times and believe we have a unique opportunity to learn from the past and to set ourselves on a long-term plan to create a better state. To accomplish this, we must work closely with the House of Representatives. We must work closely with Governor Nixon. Our voters demand that we work together. Our success depends on us working together. Peter Drucker, the legendary management guru, said, "The best way to predict the future is to create it." I look around this chamber, and I can't think of 34 people who are more suited to create Missouri's future. Thank you, and God bless.
After a very, very fine address, the senator, the chair recognizes the senator from Buchanan.
Mr. President, I have some nominations to make. First, I would like to nominate Terry Spieler for the position of Secretary of the Senate.
You've heard the nomination. Hearing no further nomination, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
Senator from Cape. Senator, we do not have your vote, and the rules of the Missouri Senate say that if you're in the chamber, you shall be heard from.
Aye.
Senator from Nottoway.
President, how am I recorded?
Senator, likewise, you are not recorded as you remain silent in your seat.
I will also vote aye.
Thank you, Senator. By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, you have elected Terry Spieler, Secretary of the Senate. The Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I would now like to nominate a somewhat less controversial person. For the position of Sergeant at Arms, I would nominate Bill Smith as our Senate Sergeant of Arms.
You've heard the nomination. Hearing no other nominations, Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, you have elected Bill Smith, Sergeant at Arms. The chair recognizes the Senator from Buchanan.
And thank you, Mr. President. It is very special that we have Ken Holman back with us this session. And I would like to place his name in nomination for the position of Senate doorkeeper.
You have heard the nomination of Ken Holman, newly restored to health, for doorkeeper. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumeyer, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright Jones.
By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, you have elected Ken Holman doorkeeper. Now all the officers thus elected will approach the dais to take their oaths of office. To be administered by Judge Zell Fisher of the Supreme Court. Please raise your right hand. I state your name. Do solemnly swear or affirm that I will support the Constitution of the United States of America and the Constitution of the State of Missouri
and that I will faithfully perform my duties of my office, that I will not knowingly receive directly or indirectly any money or other valuable thing for the performance or non-performance of my duty, pertaining to my office, other than compensation allowed by law. So help me God.
Thank you. Senator from St. Francois.
Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business of resolutions.
Resolutions.
Mr. President, I have a resolution. I ask that it be read.
Send it forward. Read the resolution of the Senator from St. Francis.
Senate Resolution Number 2, offered by Senator Engler. Be it resolved by the Senate that the Secretary of the Senate inform the House of Representatives that the Senate of the first regular session of the 95th General Assembly is duly convened and is now in session and ready for consideration of business. Be it further resolved that the Secretary of the Senate notify the House of Representatives that the Senate is now organized with the election of the following named officers: President Pro Tem Charlie Shields, Secretary of Senate Terry L. Spieler, Sergeant at Arms Bill Smith, Doorkeeper Ken Holman.
Senator.
President, I now move the resolution be adopted.
You've heard the motion. Does any senator wish to be heard? Hearing none, the senator is recognized to close.
Thank you, Mr. President. I close.
The senator renews his motion on adoption of the resolution. As many as are of the opinion it shall prevail, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, to the contrary, no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The resolution is adopted. Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd just like it noted that I've now passed more resolutions in the last hour than I did in the last 4 years. Now, Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will go to the order of the business of concurrent resolutions, and would you please recognize the Senator from Buchanan.
Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have a concurrent resolution.
Send it forward, Senator.
Chair, would ask that it be read.
Read the resolution. The Chair will ask other members who may have concurrent resolutions to wait until after recess. You will have your opportunity to introduce them.
Senate Concurrent Resolution 1, offered by Senator Shields. Be it resolved by the Senate, the House of Representatives concurring therein, that the President Pro Tem of the Senate and the Speaker of the House appoint a committee of 36 members, one half from the Senate and one half from the House, to cooperate in making all necessary plans and arrangements for the participation of the General Assembly in the inauguration of the executive officials of the State of Missouri on January 12, 2009. And be it further resolved that the Joint Committee be authorized to cooperate with any other committees, officials, or persons planning and executing the inaugural ceremonies, keeping with the traditions of the great state of Missouri.
Ask the Senator to suspend the rules for the purpose of adopting this resolution and move for its adoption.
You've heard the unanimous consent request. Does any senator object? Hearing none, that is how we shall proceed. Secretary, call the roll.
Senators Barnetts, Bartle, Bray, Callahan, Champion, Clemens, Crowell, Cunningham, Days, Dempsey, Engler, Goodman, Green, Griesheimer, Justice, Lager, Lemke, Mayer, McKenna, Nadler, Pierce, Ferguson, Ridgway, Roop, Schaefer, Schmidt, Scott, Shields, Schumacher, Smith, Stouffer, Vogel, Wilson, Wright-Jones.
By your vote of 34 ayes, 0 no, you have adopted the resolution. The Senator from St. Francis.
President, in accordance with Section 9.141, please have the Bill of Rights read.
Secretary, read the Bill of Rights.
The Bill of Rights, Amendments 1 through 10 of the United States Constitution. Amendment 1. A well-regulated Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Amendment 2. A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Amendment 3. No soldier shall in time of peace be quartered in any house without the consent of the owner, nor in time of war, but in a manner to be prescribed by law. Amendment 4. The right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrants shall issue but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the place to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. Amendment 5. No person shall be held to answer for a capital or otherwise infamous crime unless on a presentment or indictment of a grand jury, except in cases arising in the land or naval forces or in the militia when in the actual service in time of war or public danger. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb, nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself, nor be deprived of life, liberty, or property without due process of law. Nor shall private property be taken for public use without just compensation. Amendment 6. In all criminal prosecutions, the accused shall enjoy the right to a speedy and public trial by an impartial jury of the state and district wherein the crime shall have been committed, which district shall have been previously ascertained by law, and to be informed of the nature and cause of the accusation, to be confronted with the witnesses against him, to have compulsory process for obtaining witnesses in his favor, and to have the assistance of counsel for his defense. Amendment 7. In suits at common law where the value in controversy shall exceed $20, the right of trial by jury shall be preserved, and no fact tried by a jury shall be otherwise reexamined in any court of the United States than according to the rules of the common law. Amendment 8. Excessive bail shall not be required, nor excessive fines imposed, nor cruel and unusual punishments inflicted. Amendment 9. The enumeration in the Constitution of certain rights shall not be construed to deny or disparage others retained by the people. Amendment 10. The powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively, or to the people.
Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, without objection, the Senate will now go to the order of business of introduction of guests. And, Mr. President, I'd ask you to recognize
introduction me. Of guests, the Senator from St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, sitting in the chair up here, it was introduced my wife, Chris, who I'm happy to have here today. She doesn't get the opportunity to come up much, and I'm very proud of her support and her help. Also here today is a guy I introduced when he came to see me in the House. He hadn't seen me in the Senate. He was the only guy I know in the world that has beat me up more than once and lived to tell about it, my brother Craig, my older brother Craig. And in the upper gallery, my good friend and my brother-in-law, Mike, and Charlie Brown, a good friend of my brother Craig. So if the body would make them feel welcome.
Will the guests of the Senator from St. Francis please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. The Senator from the 1st.
Mr. President, thank you. Introduction of special guest.
Senator, we're on that order of business.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to introduce my loving and supportive wife, Donna, who's with us today, my daughter, Anna, my son, Mitchell, and then my mother, Marilyn Lemke, who's joined us from Florida, and my good friend, Earlene Judd and John Judd, and then, Mr. President, among the gallery in the upper gallery, friends from all over the 1st Senatorial District are with us today, and I appreciate them coming down and spending the day with us. Thank you,
Will
Mr. President.
Will all the guests of the Senator from the 1st please rise for recognition by the Missouri Senate. The Senator from Clay.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'm very pleased because to introduce some special guests. The first time I was sworn into this wonderful body, there was an ice storm in Kansas City, and so nobody could come down. And then I think they were listening perhaps on the internet. I'm not sure. But at any rate, today I have three members of my family here. I have my brother, Daryl Ridgeway from Sturgeon, Missouri, and his lovely wife, my sister-in-law, Linda, also from Sturgeon, Missouri. And also I have my husband here, who doesn't get to visit the Capitol very often, Dr. Richard Ridgeway, that I am very pleased to tell the body that in 91 days, we're going to be celebrating our 25th wedding anniversary. So I would like the body to make them feel welcome.
Will the guests of the Senator from Clay please rise for recognition? The Senator from the 9th was next.
Introduction of special guest. Mr. President, it is my honor and my pleasure to introduce my husband of 58 years, the father of three children, the grandfather of six, and the great-grandfather of five, my husband, Jim Wilson, in Kansas City.
Well, the guest of the Senator from the 9th, please rise for recognition by the Senate.
I think I also see a young lady who is going to intern in our office this year, a student at the from the University of Missouri and over at Columbia. She is Monica Sharp from Kansas City, and she lives on the block that we lived on for a number of years, and her family is still there.
Will the other guest of the Senator from the 9th please rise for a welcome? The Senator from the 25th.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'd like to take this opportunity to introduce some special guests. I'd like to introduce my wife of 30 years, who's been very dedicated, my best friend, Nancy. Also, I have here today my oldest son and his wife, Jason Mayer and Lauren Mayer, and my youngest son, Daniel, is seated there to your left on the lower gallery. Also, I'd like to introduce my mother, Margene Mayer, seated up front there in front of the dais, and also my Uncle Bob Mayer, who's seated there in front of you. Also like to have the Senate welcome some of my fine guests from Butler County and throughout the district of the 25th.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Stoddard please rise for recognition by the Senate? The Senator from the 23rd.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's my pleasure to introduce the most important people in my life today who have joined me for the festivities. My wife is here, Molly, with my daughters, Megan and Abby, and my son, Jack. I also have some very good friends who've traveled from St. Charles to be here with us today. They are Keith and Margaret Schulte, my neighbors, Don and Kay Young, and a good friend of mine, Grant Gorman. I ask the body to make them feel well.
Will all the guests of the Senator from the 23rd please rise for recognition? The Senator from Saline.
I'd like to introduce special guests. Down front, my wife of 41 years, Sue Ellen, my two sons, Bert and Rob. Over on my right, your left, my daughter-in-laws, Jackie and Rachel, and granddaughter, Madeline. And up to my right in the gallery, Bennett, Jake, and Will.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Saline rise for recognition? The Senator from the 7th was seeking recognition.
I'd like to introduce my family here because my husband and other family are not in the area. But these are my family here. Lucy LePage, my former L.A. from the House, who is very faithful, committed, and hardworking, is now happy to be called Chief of Staff. A new staff member to the Capitol is Cindy Hager, who will be in my office. And I also want to introduce Lucy LePage's daughter, Samantha Wilson. Thank you for being with us.
The guests of the Senator from the 7th, please rise for recognition. The Senator from, I cannot see the district number, the 5th.
Thank you, Mr. President, to introduce a very special guest.
Proceed, Senator.
Thank you. I'd like to introduce my mother, Jean Wright, who is the mother, grandmother, great-grandmother of us all, my oldest son, Damon Jones, my last son, Adam Jones, two grandchildren, Alexandra Jones and Adam Jones II, and in the upper gallery behind me and to my left, your right, I have friends and family from Missouri and Illinois. I'd ask the body to make them welcome.
Will all the guests of the Senator from the 5th please rise for recognition by the Senate? The chair would note that in your distinguished group, we see the president of Harris Stowe State University, Dr. Henry Givens, and others from the university as well. The senator from Boone.
Thank you, Mr. President. Mr. President, I rise to make introductions as well. I'd like to introduce to this body my wife of 18 years, Stacia, who without whose support I would not be here today. My two sons, Max and Wolf. Our three-year-old daughter, for the benefit of an orderly proceeding, is not here today. She remained in Columbia. I would like to introduce my guest, Mr. Tom Atkins, who is the former president of the Board of Curators for the University of Missouri, Mrs. Pat Thomas. And I'd like to also introduce Linda Bushman, who will be working in my office, who previously worked for Mr. Ed Robb, Representative Ed Robb, will be coming over to the Senate. I'm looking forward to that. And Mr. Yancey Williams will be working in my office. Two of my esteemed law colleagues, the law firm of Lathrop & Gage, Mr. David Shore and Ms. Jennifer Griffin. And I would like to introduce my father-in-law, my wife's Stacia's father, who today, standing over here, Bill Wyrick, at the south door, is starting his 15th year as a doorkeeper in this great body. Thank you.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Boone please rise so that we may welcome you. The Senator from the 15th. Proceed, Senator.
It's my honor and privilege to introduce some people very important to me in my life. My wife, Jamie, who this summer will be married for 10 years, and I'm very thankful for her love and support. My son, Stephen, who is in the gallery, was making a little bit of noise up there, but he held up okay, and who's 4, and our daughter, Sophia, who is 7 months. They're here. Along with my wife, sitting here in the front, is my father, Steve, and my mother, Kathy. And I'm very proud to be their son and thank them for all of their love and support over the years and their encouragement. Also, my sister, Stephanie, who is here in the gallery. My other sister, who's not here, is giving birth tomorrow to her first child. But my grandmother, my grandma Patrick, is here. And a good friend of mine and one of the most decent men I know, John Hessel, is here as well, and I have other friends and family and supporters that are here, and I would ask that this body make them feel welcome.
Will all the guests of the Senator from the 15th please rise for recognition. The Senator from the 31st.
President, introduction of special guest.
Proceed.
I'd like to introduce my wife, Teresa, and daughter, Molly, and my son, Andrew, who are here on the floor. They're being joined by my brother, Mark, and nephew, Tanner, and my sister-in-law, Ann Pierce, who's in the upper gallery, and have a lot of friends and volunteers and supporters from the 31st Senatorial District, Johnson, Cass, Vernon, and Bates County. I'd like for them to make
Will all the floor. Guests of the Senator from the 31st please rise for recognition. The Senator from Howell has been on his feet.
Yes, Mr. President, I'd like to introduce a special guest. My wife is here today, my first wife. I can only drag her to the Capitol about once a year, so I'd like the body to make her feel really welcome. If she'll stand up on her chair, I think everybody will be able to see her.
Will the guest of the Senator from Howell please rise for recognition. Senator from Howell, may the chair inquire of you?
May.
Senator, am I on your speed dial? On your cell phone?
You know, I noticed your name appears quite often on my...
Senator, would you be interested to know how many times I received calls from you?
Would you like to be interested to know how many times you answered them?
Yes, Senator. But I go first. I get about two or three or four or five calls a month from you, and you've never called me. It's that voicemail where I can hear that it's in your pocket.
Yeah.
So Senator, I've got some goods on you from those from some of the idle conversation I've heard. So I just wanted you to know that.
You probably
it happened again this morning. The only reason I raised this is it happened about 9:30 this morning.
You probably know what I call many of my dogs in the field while we're working them at that time.
Very good, Senator. Thank you. Senator from the 29th.
Thank you, Mr. President. Introduction of guests.
Proceed.
Mr. President, I would like to introduce some special guests that I have at the front of the chamber. First, my mother, Joyce Goodman, together with my father, Sam Goodman, those two people have given me the perfect Norman Rockwell upbringing that every young American child deserves and dreams of. I want to thank them for that. Next to her is my wife, Laura Goodman. She and I will celebrate our 10-year anniversary, like the fine senator from the 15th and his wife this summer. And she has allowed me to continue that bliss that I do not deserve into the next chapters of my life. She's holding our 6-year-old son, Jack Elliott. Our 2-year-old son, William, is making a lot of noise somewhere else this morning. We're also joined by a few other family or a few other friends that are in the category of family to me. A cousin, Charles Ware, who was my first treasurer, who spent most of her life and continues to working with the young people of Missouri to help Senator from the 34th visions to come true. Also in education. Good friends, Terry Burris, Jerry Burris, Cecil Hogue, Charles Schoun, Barbara Schoun, Miles Ross are here. And also I want to introduce my new intern, Kaylee Honeycutt, who is having her birthday today.
Thank you, Senator. Will all the guests of the Senator from Lawrence please rise for recognition by the Senate? Introduction of guests, Senator from Buchanan.
Thank you, Mr. President. Would like to take an opportunity to introduce a very special guest with me. On my left and your right are my brother-in-law and sister-in-law, Joe and Vera Brandt. They are from Jefferson County, and they are with us today. I would also like to take the opportunity to thank and introduce a lot of folks in the upper gallery from St. Joseph that have come down to make this a very special day for our family and hopefully for our communities. So thank you, Mr. President.
Will all the guests of the Senator from Buchanan please rise for recognition by the Senate. Further introductions. Senator from Franklin.
Ben Carr, the Senator from Buchanan.
Does the Senator yield?
I do.
He yields, you may inquire.
Senator, I think we screwed up a while ago. When your son, Brant, got up and sang the national anthem, I think he did a tremendous job, and quite frankly, I think all of us ought to give him a round of applause. Please, Senator.
Thank you, Senator. Anyone who's ever sung that solo knows it's difficult to pull off, and much more so a cappella. It was remarkable. Thank you. Senator from St. Francis.
Mr. President, this time I'd like to move to announcements.
Announcements. Senator from Buchanan.
I think I have the announcement that everybody has been waiting for. Mr. President, Senator from St. Francis, Senator from Jackson, and I are hosting, along with our families, lunch. It is in my office. It is ready. And so as soon as we adjourn, we would love to have everyone come join us We have prepared what we think is a celebration of this legislative body, and we want to make you our guest, so please join us in my office for lunch immediately following the session.
Thank you, Senator. Further announcement? Senator from Buchanan. I'm sorry, St. Francis.
Thank you, Mr. President. I hate to argue with the Senator from Buchanan this early date, but I think I have the announcement that people have been waiting for, and that's the fact that we're going to go into recess, and I want to explain what we're going to do here. Let's make it 2:15. We are going to reconvene after this recess, and what we're going to do is we're going to read in the pre-filed bills, the ones that you filed since December 1st. We're going to read in the messages from the House and the Governor, concurrent resolutions, and if you want to introduce a bill today, you can come back at that time or you can wait till tomorrow morning. That's your option. Also, you could leave the bills. If you don't want to be here, you got guests, but you want to get the bill filed today, you can leave it with myself or the Secretary of the Senate. So, Mr. President, I would move that the Senate stand at recess until 2:15.
You've heard the motion of the Senator. As many as are the opinion shall prevail, say aye. Those to the contrary, no.